connection, a relationship with humanity. He made ancient Israel his family through his covenant with them. And then he spoke of them as his people, his wife, his children. In his great love, this great Jehovah God, who outshone, who overpowered, who clearly showed himself to be the only true God, sent his only son to be sacrificed in order to save his people and his whole world from their sins. And by way of that son, he said to this world and to all of the people in it that everyone who would believe in and obey him and would be baptized would be saved, and they would be then connected to him as his family. So God brought his son, Jesus, to earth to be raised in a human family in order that he would be seen very clearly as the man who is God. He was raised among human relatives and human friends to be connected to those who already were and those who would become connected or related to God. As Jesus began his life work, he called 12 men to be with him, Scripture says, to imitate his character, his passions, and his work by way of learning from him through their relationship with him, through their connection to him. They were his friends. He said so. And yet, it became very clear that this Jesus, the man who was God, sent by the plan of God into humanity as a human, loved all people who were connected to him. He offered connection or relationship to men, to women, and to children of all races, of all beliefs, and of all social strata, to the spiritually conscious Jews, to the spiritually confused Samaritans, and to the idolatrous Romans and Canaanites, as well as anyone and everyone else who would choose to come to him and learn of him and follow him and be connected to him. His desire for connection, for relationship, was so strong that he cried for people who rejected that relationship to God that he offered them. In Matthew chapter 12, and in verses 46 through 50, we're told about one episode where this desire for connection, for relationship to him as the envoy of his Father, Father God, becomes so clarified. We read that while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to them, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, his followers, he said, "Here are my brother, my mother, and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus made friends of people who were rejected by their religious neighbors, but who at the same time were willing to humble themselves in order to be connected to God, to be God's family. Some of those people who were rejected by their society were people who Jesus chose intentionally to be his closest friends, his closest followers, his apostles. He chose these alienated people, amongst others, to have this close connection to him to continue his work. And like every other follower of his, they were part of his body. They were intimately connected. Through his relationship to the godly, he helped them better understand and follow God's will, because after all, those people were seeking to do so in an ever greater way, in an ever fuller way, in an ever closer, connected way. But by connecting with the ungodly, Jesus helped them to surrender their lives to God. That although they had been disconnected by way of their life, now, through him, because of him, with him, they could be connected, related to God. Offering God's connection to both, Jesus showed us, who would be his followers in every age since then, what it means to pursue a godly ministry. Ministry to those who are within God's flock now, and ministry to those who could and will become part of God's flock later. Whether they are people of faith or not, whether they are people of conscience today or not, whether they are people who are accepted or rejected by society today, and particularly by those who are part of God's family today. And by this Jesus practiced God's priorities of love. The very priorities that he was called to identify in Matthew 22, and that he identifies in verses 37 through 39 of that chapter, when he says that the greatest of commandments are to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Loving didn't mean simply coming and putting up with or tolerating. Loving didn't simply mean coming and instructing. Loving meant embracing. Loving meant connecting. Loving meant offering an opportunity to be related to God. The son had dishonored his parents, and so he left them. And now, his father searched a large city, hoping against hope that somehow, somewhere within this city, he could find and reconnect with his departed son. Finally, after spending many days looking and asking about, he found someone who had met and known his son, however superficially, and they suggested the name of a street where he might find his son. And so the father went to that part of town and found that street. And he looked down at it, and it was a long street. And just as he was almost to begin wondering how he might even start to look for his son there, a street musician walked up. The man was about to start walking down that same street, hoping that people might throw change out the window, or even more than change. And the old man had an idea. He asked the musician if he knew an old tune, one that had been a favorite of his son's when his son was just a child. He asked if the man would play that song and walk along with him as he walked down this long street playing that tune, with a hope that the son might hear, the hope that they might be able to find him, the hope that this son might understand how much his father loved him and wanted to have a relationship with him. Do you hear Father God calling to you? Do you hear how much he wants to be connected to you, to have a relationship with you? Do you hear the tune that he's playing through his son, who says, "Come to me and have life. Come to me and be forgiven. Come to me to be purified. Come to me and live with me eternally"? Do you want to be connected to him as much as he wants to be connected to you? If we can help you in that, we urge you to come forward right now as we stand and sing this song.
Do you know? Do you know, my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end? Who knows your disappointment? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands your heartaches? Who dries the tears from your eyes? Do you know, my Jesus? Do you know, my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end?
You may be seated. We had a wonderful weekend last weekend with our 50th anniversary celebration, didn't we? I'd like to ask that all of those who are committee chair people, if you would stand right now, please, right where you are. All of you, there's a whole bunch of you. Please, stand. Don't be shy, please. All of you, stand, please. Thank you so much. There's a couple of people that I'd like to ask to come forward at this time, because last weekend, amongst many other times, they have excelled in serving us as a congregation and others so very well. So I'd like to ask Jim and Nikki Delano and Deanna Hodges to come forward at this time. Deanna, come. We try to honor one or more people every month that have just blessed us so richly. I'd like to read to you what these commendations say. The family at Ventura Church of Christ honors Jim and Nikki Delano for many decades of chaperoning teens to youth forums and other activities, for preparing food for our youth forum and other activities, for purchasing food for our pantry, for organizing our annual food baskets for Thanksgiving giveaway, for purchasing and preparing the food for our 50th anniversary homecoming, for obtaining equipment for the church when needed, and for many other contributions to the Lord's Church in Ventura. And I suspect that we could go on, couldn't we? Thank you both so much. And for Deanna, the family at Ventura Church of Christ honors Deanna Hodges for being a teacher of our youth, for many years of chaperoning teens to various youth activities, for preparing food for youth forums over the years, for purchasing and preparing food for our 50th anniversary homecoming, and for her many other contributions to the Lord's Church in Ventura. This is long.